This is MSO News Sports. Time to join our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Well, Andy, it's the wintertime, and this is when all the action happens to get ready for the Major League Baseball season for 2024. And there's some big news in MLB action as far as signings go. And welcome, first of all, and let's get into it.
Well, thank you very much, Bill, and absolutely, there was some big news dropping since the last time we spoke, as the Dodgers have signed two-time MVP Shohei Ohtani to a record seven-year, $700 million contract, the largest contract in U.S. sports history. In a twist after the contract announcement, turns out that Ohtani is deferring most of his contract, and $68 million of his annual $70 million salary will be deferred. In an effort to lower the Dodgers' payroll and tax issue, deferred money will be paid to Ohtani between 2034 and 2043. The deferrals were reportedly Ohtani's idea, as he's set to make over $45 million annually through endorsements. But what if Ohtani was actually going to get that $70 million a season? What would it come out to? Well, in a week, he'd make $11.7 million. In an hour, $180,041. $3,001 a minute. $50 a second. And for each game played, $432,099.
Wow! Yeah, I thought he was just deferring it to take him out of a high tax bracket, but well.
Well, I'm sure that's probably part of the deal too. But,
no, I think he's maxed out on the tax bracket. I'm pretty sure about
who
that.
Knows? The numbers are just mind-boggling.
I can't believe that. It's $11.7 million a week. Oh man.
Yeah, you can't even wrap your head around it in any way, shape, or form. And this $70 million a year contract for Ohtani is more than the 2023 payrolls of the Orioles, who had a payroll of $60.7 million, and the A's, who had a $56.8 million.
But that's just being figured out for a week of baseball playing, not the whole year. Right, yeah.
So it's just crazy stuff.
Crazy, wacky, wild stuff going on there in Major League Baseball. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ohtani continues to break more records than just getting this huge contract. His new jersey broke Fanatics record for the highest jersey sales within the first 48 hours of a release. That surpassed previous records held by soccer star Lionel Messi. Ohtani was officially introduced by the Dodgers at a news conference yesterday. And the Dodgers made some moves after that press conference. They made a trade sending right-handed pitcher Ryan Pepiot and a minor league prospect to the Tampa Bay Rays for pitcher Tyler Glasnow and outfielder Manuel Margot. Last year, the 30-year-old Glasnow was 10-7 with a 3.53 ERA.
Well, I know we don't have a lot on the Red Sox, so we'll hold that to the end. A little bit, though, but let's go through those other Major League Baseball news notes that you have for us.
Well, the Giants have landed one of the top prospects from overseas, signing outfielder Jung-Hoo Lee to a six-year deal worth $113 million. Major League Baseball is putting an emphasis on showcasing its top prospects, holding a series of spring training games in March that will pit one organization's top prospect group against another team's. The games will be part of a doubleheader with a regularly scheduled spring training game. The events will take place between March 14th to the 17th, and it's being called Spring Breakout. Major League Baseball owners have approved the A's move from Oakland to Las Vegas. Next season, the A's will have its last season in Oakland as their lease at the Coliseum runs out. But their new stadium on the Strip in Las Vegas won't be ready until 2028. So the question is going to be, where will the A's play until that stadium is ready?
Man, that's not going to be a lot of fun in Oakland this summer, I don't think, huh?
Mm. No, it'll be very interesting to follow the attendance game to game. How many people are actually showing up?
Oh, man.
Those games, there's going to be some ugly numbers. You can probably bet on that. The numbers have already been ugly as it is, so it's going to probably get even worse, if you could believe it.
Yeah, dark days in Oakland this summer. Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball has announced that the 2025 All-Star Game is going to be held in Atlanta. The 2024 All-Star Game is going to be played in Arlington, Texas. The 2026 game was already awarded to Philadelphia as it celebrates its 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. ESPN and Major League Baseball will broadcast four international games next year across three continents. Shohei Ohtani's Dodgers debut versus the Padres will be televised as part of the Seoul Series in March in South Korea. In April, ESPN will broadcast a game during the New Mexico City Series between the Astros and the Rockies. And in June, the London Series will also air on ESPN as the Mets take on the Phillies.
All right, and names in the news from Major League Baseball, Andy?
Yeah, Larry Doby was honored with a Congressional Gold Medal during a ceremony at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Doby was the first black baseball player to compete in the American League in 1947 for the Indians, and he was the second black baseball player in the Major Leagues following the Dodgers' Jackie Robinson.
All right, nice. All right. All right, so the Red Sox did make a deal in the past week. What was that deal, Andy?
Well, something certainly I don't want you to get all excited about. It's they traded two minor league prospects to the Cardinals for outfielder Tyler O'Neill. O'Neill does have some power batting from the right-hand side of the batter's box, but he's been an injury-plagued player over his career. He did have a career-high 35 home runs a few years ago, but he has spent most of the last two seasons on the injured list, so we'll have to see how this all plays out. I would think that the Red Sox are probably looking O'Neill to fill the center field spot. That could possibly mean a trade of Jarren Duran down the road. We'll have to wait and see how that all happens, but a lot of puzzle pieces still need to fit for this Red Sox team going into 2024, that's for sure.
Well, I know it's not what you would call a new metric, but it doesn't hurt to have a little more right-handed power at Fenway Park during the course of the 81 games they play there during the summer.
Absolutely. That's always part of the recipe at Fenway, and the Red Sox definitely need that. So we'll have to see if O'Neill can stay healthy and what he can provide. He's a former Gold Glove winner as well, so that will help shore up the defense for the Red Sox, which was one of the worst in Major League Baseball last year.
That's true. That's true. Well, that's sweet. So, Andy, last question for you here. What do the Red Sox need? Let me point you out that we only have like 5 or 10 more minutes here, max here. We can go longer. But what do the Red Sox need for the 2024 season?
Well, I could go on for hours, Bill. But the major need, as you well know, is starting pitching. That is a definite need for the Red Sox. We really don't know what that starting rotation is going to look like coming up this year. Of course, they're trying to rely on Chris Sale coming back and being healthy, but we know how that all works. Red Sox really need a top of the rotation starter to eat some innings. You know, they need probably 2 or 3 starting pitchers to get into the mix. I mean, there were too many games last year where they were using openers for relief pitches for a few innings and this and that. So starting pitching comes first. There's still a need for a second baseman out there. Some rumors point the Red Sox toward Blue Jays second baseman Whit Merrifield, who's a free agent. That's a possibility. Always can shore up the bullpen. That's always a help. And, again, they could probably use another bat or two in the lineup. So we'll have to see how it all plays out. But definitely starting pitching is right at the forefront.
You think they're all set on special teams and quarterback? I mean, what's going on? That's a lot, Andy, really. Yeah, I know. That's
well,
everything.
They might as well get some of those, too. Maybe they can help the Patriots at the same time.
Exactly. All right, that's a pretty good wish list for Santa for the Red Sox, for sure. All right.
He will be busy in the next few weeks. What will he bring? We will see.
All right, there we go. All right, there he is, Baseball Insider Andy Carbone here on MSONewsSports.com.
A unique holiday gift.
If you're tired of giving gifts that nobody wants or uses, think about giving something they actually need and use, like a soap bar. This is a brand new soap bar by the company Exo Bath. It's not just like any soap bar, it has a unique twist. It has a space carved into the top of it that then you can take an old soap sliver and put it right inside to reuse it. If you know somebody that uses soap bars, think about giving them this bar as a gift. It's available for purchase on xobath.com. And right now you can even get your first purchase 20% off with the code HELLOXO.
Click on the banner at the top of our website.